This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been studying Mark 8 using the 4S approach to Bible study: spread, sort, structure, and summarize. After spreading out information found in this chapter, we sorted it into subjects and then structured it into a three-point outline. The title: Preparing for Service. Confidence, Confession, Commitment were the 3 points. We've amplified the first 2 points. Let's now amplify commitment seen in Mark 8. Jesus starts by pointing out again he was facing persecution, death, and resurrection. He understood and was committed to his mission. Peter, however, took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. Though he understood who Jesus Christ was, he didn't understand what he had come to do. Jesus looked Peter in the eye and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men." Peter, I'm sure, never forgot this rebuke. Then Jesus began to help them understand what commitment entails. Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Jesus. To make commitment even clearer, he explained, if you want to save your life, you will lose it. But if you lose your life for Jesus and the gospel, you'll save your life. The price for lack of commitment? You lose everything. Jesus had built up their confidence and led them to the point where they made a clear confession of faith. When it became evident they didn't yet understand his mission, he didn't lower his standard of commitment. He clarified what was expected and warned of the consequences of compromise. When mentoring others, keep the issues clear and call for the kind of commitment Jesus demanded. And as a follower of Jesus, renew your own commitment to his standard on a regular basis.